From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began. National pundits believe Missouri's U.S. Senate race is a toss-up. Numerous publications that monitor congressional races believe the contest between Republican Roy Blunt and Democrat Jason Kander is too close to call. Many prognosticators express surprise that Kander is making the race competitive, but Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson isn't shocked the contest is close.
This is a state where, at least in statewide races, it's very competitive between both parties. So I don't think it's really any surprise that that race is competitive. I expect that Senator Blunt's going to prevail at the end of the day, and I think that's because he's got a message that's more in line with where voters in Missouri are.
The outcome of the Kander-Blunt race would determine who controls the U.S. Senate next year. Washington University in St. Louis has stopped using sedated cats to teach medical students how to insert breathing tubes down the throats of babies. This effectively ends the practice in the U.S., according to a medical ethics group. The Washington University School of Medicine said in a statement yesterday that it will now provide neonatal intubation training using only mannequins and advanced simulators. The university says improvements in simulators make the change possible, and that cats currently at the university are being adopted by medical center employees. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, a medical ethics nonprofit, says the St. Louis program was the last of the 198 U.S. pediatrics programs still using cats. The Federal Election Commission is questioning some donations to GOP incumbent Senator Roy Blunt's campaign. As KCUR's Peggy Lowe reports, Democrats are using the questions to attack Blunt in his tight race with Jason Kander.
The Federal Election Commission sent a letter to Roy Blunt's campaign about a $1,000 donation from Missourians for Responsible and Better Government. This is a group that was formed in 2014 with the leftover money from the gubernatorial campaign of Blunt's son, Matt. It's all run by another Blunt, Roy's son and campaign manager, Andy. Democrats called it the Blunt Family Pack.
You know, the fact of the matter is Senator Blunt has become a political fish that has been swimming in the Potomac for 20 years and no longer recognizes that the water's polluted.
That's State Democratic Chair Roy Temple. The Blunt campaign says the mission of Missourians for Responsible and Better Government is to help elect conservative candidates, and Roy Blunt is a conservative Missouri candidate, so the support is logical. I'm Peggy Lowe in Kansas City.
The campaign for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is sending $500,000 into Missouri to aid U.S. Senate hopeful Jason Kander and gubernatorial nominee Chris Koster. Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook says her campaign is assisting Koster and Kander, even though she acknowledges that Republican Donald Trump is expected to carry the state. The money is to be spent on radio ads, campaign flyers, and digital advertising. Mook said Clinton's aim is to elect senators and governors who will support her proposals, including a plan to spend money to repair the nation's infrastructure, which includes roads and bridges. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Riley Began.